A man charged with stabbing a woman to death at a Shaw's supermarket in Saco did not enter a plea this afternoon at his first court appearance. According to an affidavit filed with the York County Superior Court, Connor McAllister targeted Wendy Boutreau in the parking lot of the supermarket, followed her to the ice cream aisle, and slit her throat. Judge John O'Neill Jr. ordered Connor McAllister held without bail as the case heads to a grand jury. Jay Field reports.
McAllister's hearing, scheduled for 1 p.m., was late getting underway. It wasn't until roughly 1:40 that sheriff's deputies led the defendant into the courtroom.
All rise.
McAllister stood in front of the bench to the left of Judge O'Neill, expressionless. Family members of Wendy Boudreau, the 59-year-old mother and grandmother he's accused of killing, huddled close to one another on benches on the right side of the courtroom. Some wept as Judge O'Neill ran through some initial questions. Did the defendant understand he's being charged with intentional or knowing murder? Yes, answered Robert LeBrasser, McAllister's court-appointed defense attorney. McAllister did not enter a plea and was ordered held without bail. Later, outside the courthouse, reporters asked LeBrasser about his client's state of mind.
I have no comment.
LeBrasser, though, was willing to discuss the state's request that Connor McAllister undergo a mental evaluation to determine his competency to stand trial. Judge O'Neill granted the order requiring the psychiatric evaluation over LeBrasser's objection, but took the issue of determining McAllister's fitness for trial off the table for now.
What the order does is allow state forensics to evaluate Mr. McAllister for mental health defenses, commonly known as the insanity defense.
The results of that mental evaluation will be impounded unless LeBrasser ultimately decides to pursue an insanity defense on behalf of his client. Questions surrounding Connor McAllister's mental health have been raised in the days since Wednesday afternoon's deadly attack. McAllister, who was born Tanisha Hopkins, is female-to-male transgender, who has identified as male for more than 10 years, according to a Portland Press Herald interview with the suspect's brother. According to the Biddeford police, McAllister once had an address at a group home in the city. Most recently, he lived at an Avesta housing complex in Saco for older adults with disabilities.
We've had contact with Connor McAllister over the past several years.
But not the sort of contact, says Brad Paul, that led law enforcement to believe that McAllister was capable of such a gruesome crime. Paul is chief of police in Saco.
And I can't go into the depth or detail, you know, of those contacts at this point in time. I believe that as this process unfolds, the more context I think will come out with respect to our contacts and or other agencies' contacts or the contacts of the suspect with relation to the overall system. I think all of that comes out. I think at this point it is still being investigated and is still a part of the investigation.
A reading of the affidavit charging McAllister with Wendy Boudreau's murder offers a hint at the role that mental illness may have played in the crime. Two people who confronted McAllister moments after he allegedly slit Boudreau's throat asked him why he'd done it. "I'm off my meds, and I didn't mean to do it," McAllister allegedly told one witness. "She looked at me funny." For NPBN News, I'm Jay Field.